Ah, see? There we go. Already it's telling me something.
You can see?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good. Okay. 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 One, two.
Is the microphone on?
Yes. Okay. Thank you for checking. When I was doing it with Seth the first time,
yeah, and then you were telling me and you were like, oh no. I could like tell it was really bad.
Seth, I was like, can't hear something stupid. Yeah, it happens. But now it's all good. All
right.
Thank you for checking. Yeah. Okay, we'll start. One, two, three. Alright. Oh my god, I'm so bad at introductions. Okay. Hi, I'm Yujong. I'm a student from South Korea and a recent graduate of Earlham College. And here with me is Emmett Smith, a professor at my institution. Would you please introduce yourself a little?
Sure. My name is Emmett. I'm an assistant professor at Earlham College in the biology department. And I love DNA.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. So today, Emmett did some exciting DNA extractions and we got really nice footages of him doing that with Faith Jacobs. And I just wanted to sit down with Emmett to ask a few questions, some follow-ups and also like learn about like what kind of research motivated you to start this project. So yeah, could you tell us a little bit about like the history of how you started collecting soil samples and extracting DNAs and such?
Yeah. I got to Earlham in 2015. And then the year after that, I heard about this trip that Charlie had been leading for a couple of years. And there was information session, and I went to the information session and heard that they were actually working with certain types of DNA samples. And I thought, that's really interesting. I wonder if I could use my knowledge of DNA and DNA sequencing to help try and improve what they were doing. And so I came on my first Iceland field studies trip in 2017, and we tried a technique that didn't work at all. There were a few mishaps. It was a device, a brand new sequencing device, very small, and the problem is that we lost a box in the flight, and they lost, like, all the reagents.
Like, you didn't lose it, but...
No, the airline lost it.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, and so that was really too bad, and so that was my... I tried in that first year, but then since then, I've been coming back and perfecting this DNA extraction protocol, so... when we go out to the glaciers, we take soil samples, and we take them at very specific places where we know the glacier used to be a certain number of years ago. And then we get the soil, we extract DNA from that soil, which is what we just did today, and then we hope that, the differences in the populations of microbes that live there, which we can learn from looking at their DNA, that they might be different in the different places as we get closer and closer to the glacier. And that might tell us something about how the land is recovering as the glacier recedes.
I see. And I know that today you even had better results than the previous years, is that right?
Yeah, we had much better results than we've ever had here at Skalanus, which is really great. I'm really happy about that. And that is definitely a result of some work that I put into this. In 2019, I had a pre-tenure leave, so I had a whole semester off, and I spent a lot of time working on improving the protocol that ran today,
That's amazing.
It worked great.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm really happy. Yeah, thank
so
you.
So how do you know that it improved? Like, what kind of measurement?
So we take a measurement called concentration of DNA, and it's measured in nanograms per microliter. So nanograms is a very small amount of gram, right? Obviously a nanogram.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we want to know how much DNA there is in a specific volume.
Mm.
And what we were able to measure today is that we had a very good amount of DNA in our tubes at the end, and much higher than we've gotten before on average. And even a lot of samples that in the past have failed, we got DNA out of this time.
Okay.
So I'm really, really excited about that. Even though it was low, but we got some. And
yeah.
In the past, it would have said zero.
Oh, I see.
That's so crazy. The whole thing is a big improvement.
That's so exciting.
It is very exciting.
Yeah. And maybe it means, you know, you'll get even better results next time you come back.
I hope so. And it also means that we can easily take this home. We can't take soil across borders very easily, but shockingly, perhaps, you can take tubes of DNA across borders very easily.
Yeah, I don't really understand.
And so that means that we can do everything in country. We don't have to get expensive soil permits. And we are then confident that the DNA that we take back home to then send for sequencing and analysis is, like you said, very good DNA.
Okay, that's really cool. So what does that mean for us? As in, because a lot of us here are doing like interdisciplinary research on Norse archaeology, right? In Salinas, Iceland. Yeah. So how does your DNA expression project contribute to the larger picture?
So there's two ways in which the DNA extraction from soil can contribute to the archaeological research. One way is to continue to look at these microbial communities in soils and to see if there's different microbial communities in archaeological sites versus in non-archaeological sites. That's a project that we're working on right now here at Skálanes with Ranvig. Then another way that we can learn things from soil DNA is to look for ancient soil DNA. And this is another project that has kind of been on the back burner for a couple of years, but we are hoping to continue to move forward with it in the near future, where we took some soil samples from an archaeological site down at Stoth, which is a few hours south of here in a fjord,
We're going tomorrow.
You're going to go tomorrow and see. It's very cool. There's these huge long houses, and it's been a very rich archaeological site, meaning they have a lot of findings, and the artifacts they're finding are very are definitely from like high class people.
Oh, I see.
Traders. There's a lot of wealth in the archaeological site itself, the beads and things like this. So it's a very interesting site. And so we hope that we can take DNA from the soil that just happened to fall there and that stuck around for a couple hundred years, 1,000+, and that we can analyze that and learn about the people that were living there.
Okay, that's really cool. Is there anything else that we didn't mention you'd like to share with the audience?
I think that one of the things I really enjoy about this trip in general is the collaborative nature of it, like Yuzhang mentioned, that the fact that all of the things we're doing interplay with each other, and that when I first came in 2017, I never thought I would be working on the archaeology stuff that I'm working on now. And it's really great to be able to meet new people. Every year we meet new people, we exchange ideas, we learn something from them, they learn something from us, and then we can improve and get better and then try and help more people with what we do. And to me, that's what's really exciting about a trip like this. That's one of the reasons I love to lead it and bring students along so they can have that experience as well. And that's how we grow with the scientific community.
I see. Yeah, that's really amazing. Thank you so much
for
joining me with this interview today. And yeah, look out for more discussions with other researchers and professors in the future. Bye. Perfect! That went so much better than I thought it would.
Okay.
Yeah,